We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
The percentage of brackets that are still perfect is 0.00038.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the number of picks I've gotten correct.
We looked at ours this morning. I'm like, oh, wow. I picked them?
I totally forgot to fill out a bracket. And after yesterday's first day of March Madness play, it's probably good that I did not.
Yeah. I'm telling you, though, I love this time of year. It is
so much fun.
You know, soccer season's in full effect. March Madness, baseball's about to start. It is such an exciting time. And Dana is probably checked out for the next four.
You know, I'm here. I'm sitting here.
5:50 tonight, I will check out because...
That's when Nebraska starts.
Nebraska plays at 5... Well, they're supposed to start at 5:50. They won't.
Who's but, doing Festivus?
Well, Dana, our grievance is just going to be that for 9 minutes we have to sit here while Nebraska's playing.
Well, here's a fun... It's not a fun fact. It's an embarrassing fact. Of all the schools in the Power 5 conferences,
okay,
and there's about to be Power 4 because the Pac-12 is dissolving, Nebraska is the only team, men's team,
yeah,
okay, the women have one. Nebraska is the only men's team in a Power 5 conference that has never won an NCAA tournament game.
Wait, ever? Not one? They are one and done every single time?
Every time they have made the tournament, and they haven't made it in a decade.
Fun fact.
Not a fun fact. Embarrassing. Nebraska is the only team that has never won an NCAA tournament
game. Here are a couple of statistics that Chris passed along to me this morning. Nationwide, 51% of people admit they watch the tournament from work.
Duh.
51%.
And 49% are lying. That's right, Jinx. Sam. Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
... In Kansas, I don't have the Missouri numbers.
Well, but they're not in the tournament.
In Kansas, again. What do you mean they're not in the tournament? 63% of sports fans nationwide say they watch it at work. In the state of Kansas, do you want to guess what the number is?
75. I was saying Missouri's not in the tournament.
Yeah.
That's why their numbers would be lower.
61% of Kansas residents claim.
And 39%, Sam, are?
Liars.
Liars.
Yeah. He sent me that and I laughed out loud and said, this is a lie. The rest of them are lying. Yeah.
Speaking of Kansas fans, though, that game last night. Oh,
woo!
My God.
Okay. Are we going to just talk about that elephant in the room for a second?
That was all ball.
Yeah, the completely clean foul that gave us the win, or?
Well, that not necessarily gave us the win.
Certainly gave us a better chance
of
winning.
It helped us with the percentage of winning chance.
They were probably going to score if...
It was not a foul. Was that not reviewed? Because...
They cannot...
Cannot review that.
They slowed that down to...
Oh.
One millionth of a second.
SportsCenter this morning was going frame by frame.
Oh, there is no hand... On hand. It is all ball.
Yeah.
By the way, a remarkable play by that Samford player to get that in a fast break, get that block, and not touch the guy shooting the ball at all.
I know.
Remarkable.
I know.
And who's number 25 on KU? I don't even know his name.
Was it Furphy? Who was it?
No, Furphy's number 10.
Yeah, Furphy's 10.
He's so cute. And don't you think he has a dog named Murphy? Murphy Furphy.
Okay. Okay.
It's so cute. I hope he has a dog named Murphy.
Nicholas Timberlake.
Nicholas Timberlake. Did you see how hard he hit the court? I can't even believe he was able to get up.
I said the same thing.
Well, I think that's probably why they called it a foul, is because they assumed if he hit it that hard, it's because they took his legs out. No, it was just because he was running so fast and held onto the rim.
We got away with one. Oh, we got away with one.
Oh, yeah.
It's all right.
KU plays Gonzaga tomorrow at 2:15. Uh-huh. That's going to be brutal.
You don't know that.
That's going to be
brutal. No,
it's going to be brutal.
I think this has given us a little pep in our step.
I don't know about that.
I think you wear rose-colored glasses. Literally.
Maybe. Do you know what I did today at 11:30? I went to Johnny's, my favorite non-Lawrence Johnny's. In Prairie Village. Okay. It's my favorite Johnny's. They've redone it. It's gorgeous.
Which is, by the way, if you'll recall, 13 years ago where I courted you to join this show.
I absolutely remember that. They've since renovated. Absolutely gorgeous. And I drove to Johnny's by myself.
Oh, you don't ever
walked
do that.
In by myself.
You don't ever do that.
Saddled up to the bar, ordered lunch by myself, and watched basketball for an hour.
Good for you. Good for you.
I even tweeted it. I said, why is it that Johnny's is one of the only places, the Peanut would probably be another one, where you can just walk in alone and it's not weird. Everywhere else, I wouldn't walk into like Capitol Grill and say table for one. That'd be weird.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't walk into bars anymore.
But here's what's funny. I know. At the Johnny's in Prairie Village, there were three other people sitting at the bar completely alone watching basketball. I mean, it was just hilarious. And then more people started coming in. More people started coming in. It was fabulous.
I'm proud of
you. You're there with dozens. You're not there alone. You're
right.
There with
I'm
dozens
there
of
with
your best
other
friends.
Basketball Duh. Fans, right? It was so much fun.
By the way, nobody, and I'm going to say this right now. I've said this privately for years to anybody who would listen. Clark Kellogg on CBS.
I love him.
Is the most best dressed human being on television.
Oh, I also think he's just incredible at what he does.
He's brilliant at what he does. But I wish I had whoever picks out Clark Kellogg's suits.
Yeah.
Maybe he does it himself. I don't know. But he is the snazziest dresser I have ever seen on television.
Yeah.
And yes, that's
he
a man
good.
Crush.
He looks good.
That's a man crush.
He looks good. Marquette currently leading Western Kentucky 22-17.
Do not describe anything you see other than the score.
They're bouncing the ball. Sue me.
Dana, no, it's... Dana, this is these are highlights.
Oh, that game's already over. Sorry. See, I can't get us in
no,
trouble.
No, they're at halftime. Western Kentucky is leading
Well, then
Marquette.
It should have said earlier.
So 15 seed Western Kentucky, 43 Marquette, 2 seed, 36.
Okay, that's a problem. I picked Marquette to go all the way.
That is a problem. Only Dana can watch a highlight and go, hey, let me bring you the latest.
I watched an entire Chiefs game this last season, cheering for the Chiefs against a team we had beat, what, Sam, a week prior?
Oh, that's right.
Roughly 9 days prior, yeah.
And your son came in?
He goes, Mom. Oh, Mom. And well, he just picked up the remote and changed the channel.
Why
would they play one Chiefs game opposite another Chiefs game? That's so stupid.
It was the NFL Network.
Because
they
it's the NFL. Yeah. The NFL Network. Like, if you go on the NFL Network right now, it's probably the...
But it needs to say the whole time, recorded earlier.
It does, on the top left.
It does.
It says replay.
That was so funny.
Even better was that.
Jack walked in and just took the remote. Shook his head.
Mom.
Even better was when we went to our company
Sweet
Christmas
mama.
Party at that bar. They were playing that same exact game again on the TV right behind where you were sitting.
And I cheered again. Look, he caught it again. We won again.
It's amazing. Same play they ran last
Deja
week.
Deja vu.
All right, here's what we got going on the show today. Royals owner, John Sherman is going to join us at 4:15. Sam, is that correct? John Sherman at 4:15 this afternoon.
Yep.
We'll talk about the plans for the new Chiefs and Royals stadiums. Let me rephrase that. The renovated Chiefs stadium and the new Royals stadium. Is there a plan B if this does not pass?
Also think I saw somewhere that Mr. Sherman is going to be, I think they said, in Power and Light. Answering questions or talking about it,
like a town hall.
Yeah, I saw it on Twitter earlier today. Huh. I'll track that down and we can ask him about
All
that.
Right. And of course, at 5 o'clock, we do it every Friday. We've done it for 12 years in a row. Festivus Friday coming your way at 5 o'clock this afternoon. If you want to jump in, you're welcome, of course, on this Friday afternoon, 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
A quick update. I knew I saw this about John Sherman going to Power and Light, and it was actually from Johnny's official Twitter account. Royals chairman and CEO John Sherman will head to Power and Light Johnny's on Wednesday at 5 o'clock. to talk about the Royals' vision for the downtown stadium and surrounding development. So if you have questions, if you want to go listen to what he has to say, if you, we hope you tune in to him coming on our program today at 4:15. But you can head to the Johnny's in Power and Light next Wednesday at 5.
Before we get to the news of the day, very quickly, one quick note about the tournaments. The women's tournament starts today. Yep. South Carolina is favored to win it all.
Okay.
They are also the only, I believe I'm correct here, the only undefeated team in women's and college or men's college basketball. They play today at 1 o'clock, so they've already started. Against Presbyterian College.
Oh, sweet Presbyterian College.
Yeah.
Sweet Presbyterian, going to be sweeping the floor.
I have never seen a spread on the Vegas line like this.
I want Sam to guess if he doesn't know, because Scott had to repeat it twice. What do you think the number one team, they say, in women's college basketball is going to beat sweet Presbyterian by?
You say that it's the highest it's ever been?
It's the highest I've ever seen.
I don't know, like 30 something?
Higher.
Well, it's a 1 and a 16 seed, right?
Yeah, correct. But even and with a 1 amazing. And a 16, it's usually not this
50?
Number.
I don't know.
Higher.
No.
54 and a half.
54 and a half.
Oh my gosh.
Did they really have to go with the half?
I mean, look at that.
Why even play the game?
I know.
What if they get upset?
It's not.
Oh, come on. You know what? Don't you rule out sweet Presbyterian.
I might just be rooting for them.
I'm
sure that game is on like one of the channels here.
You know what I'm rooting for right now? I've never heard of this school in my entire life. The Stetson Hatters. What a great mascot. And one of the commentators
is actually wearing a Stetson hat.
We had to look it up. Stetson College is in Florida.
Yep.
And their mascot is the Hatter.
Lean into it, baby.
Great mascot. So cool.
So, by the way, here's an interesting fact, and I only know this because I'm a big Nebraska fan. The Nebraska men play tonight at 5:50 against Texas A&M.
Yeah.
The Nebraska women are playing Texas A&M. And Nebraska's athletics director this past week just took the head job at Texas A&M.
Oh, well, that's not awkward.
There's a lot of connections. So both Nebraska men and women are playing Texas A&M men and women, and Nebraska's athletics director just took the job at Texas A&M. Sad news today, but we're hopeful. Out of England from ABC News, Kate, the Princess of Wales, announced today that she's been diagnosed with cancer. She did not specify what kind, and is undergoing chemotherapy. She said in a video message released earlier today, 2 months after she underwent major abdominal surgery.
I wanted to take this opportunity to say thank you personally for all the wonderful messages of support and for your understanding whilst I've been recovering from surgery. It has been an incredibly tough couple of months for our entire family, but I've had a fantastic medical team who have taken great care of me, for which I'm so grateful. In January, I underwent major abdominal surgery in London, and at the time, it was thought that my condition was non-cancerous. The surgery was successful. However, tests after the operation found cancer had been present. My medical team therefore advised that I should undergo a course of preventative chemotherapy, and I'm now in the early stages of that treatment. This, of course, came as a huge shock, and William and I have been doing everything we can to process and manage this privately for the sake of our young family. As you can imagine, this has taken time. It has taken me time to recover from major surgery in order to start my treatment. But most importantly, it has taken us time to explain everything to George, Charlotte, and Louis in a way that's appropriate for them and to reassure them that I'm going to be okay. As I've said to them, I am well and getting stronger every day by focusing on the things that will help me heal in my mind, body, and spirits. Having William by my side is a great source of comfort and reassurance too, as is the love, support, and kindness that has been shown by so many of you. It means so much to us both. We hope that you'll understand that as a family, we now need some time, space, and privacy while I complete my treatment. My work has always brought me a deep sense of joy, and I look forward to being back when I'm able. But for now, I must focus on making a full recovery. At this time, I'm also thinking of all those whose lives have been affected by cancer. For everyone facing this disease, in whatever form, please do not lose faith or hope. You are not alone.
Amen.
Perfect statement. And you know what? The, the memes now aren't very funny, are they?
I'm thankful I didn't share any of them.
Of where is she? Where has she been? Now we know.
Mm-hmm.
But let me ask you this. It breaks my heart that she's asking for privacy or privacy because there is no one under more scrutiny in the world than that poor royal family. And I've always said, well, if you grew up as a little girl wanting to be a princess, you grew up wanting the wrong thing. You would never, sure. ever want to live that life. For most people, you would never want to live that life. And to that point, they are investigating a privacy breach of her medical records where an employee where she underwent the abdominal surgery at this London clinic is accused of trying to get their hands on the medical records, ostensibly to sell them.
And I wonder if that's what prompted this statement from the princess, is knowing full well that if she didn't get in front of it, it was coming out anyway.
Oh, I'm sure the tabloids disgusting. Had a lot of money back.
How disgusting that,
yeah,
you know, someone probably making, let's say, $40,000 a year would dig through somebody's medical records for whatever payday the tabloids had offered for that. And then let me ask you this. Why not disclose the type of cancer?
Why not disclose early on that she had cancer? I'm not blaming her, but I do blame the people that do PR for Kensington Palace.
And just the prolonged slow drip that has led to the fervor.
You have to remember, when she had the abdominal surgery around Christmas time, the palace came out and said it was non-cancerous. They lied
to the
English people. Now, I put this on my Facebook, you know, when it was first announced. I know that her name is Catherine, but she also goes by Kate. You don't need to all cap me, all right? So Kate has been diagnosed with cancer. She's going through chemotherapy. May God be with her, of course. But why lie? Why not? I mean, they didn't lie about King Charles.
When he was ill.
When he was diagnosed with cancer.
Yes, but he was the heir to the...
He is the
is
king.
The king.
Yeah. But she is the heir to be queen.
I don't know. The answer is I don't know. Is it because they have three children that are small that they had to navigate? How do we tell them? How do we explain this? How do we... Scott, I don't know. But I think by then not disclosing the type of cancer, it just leads to more wild speculation.
Now, there's a lot of questions here because there was a lot of detail that was intentionally left out. However, the text line pointed out something very important. She said cancer had been present. Now, we don't know what this abdominal surgery was. It could have been some sort of tumor, just speculating. Did they remove the potential cancerous thing?
Right, she did say had, yeah.
And now it's preventative, meaning they're trying to make sure that if there is any left, they're trying to make sure it doesn't spread.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But why not just say it was abdominal, or it was uterine, or it was
colon,
whatever it is.
We have no idea. I do think that she has a right to a certain amount of privacy, but you also have to remember that she's not only a public figure, she's a public official. And the money that family makes, and it is sizable, is paid for strictly by English taxpaying dollars.
Yeah.
And so I do believe, you know, the American public obviously doesn't have a right to know, but if she...
When it's the Department of Defense, we do.
No. What I'm saying is regarding her.
Yeah.
And, yeah, of course, when it's Secretary Austin, we have a right to know that he's having medical issues and is not present and is not able to be present in his job for however many days it was. That's a fair point. But she is an employee of the state. She is paid, and she lives in I just got back from London last July. We went to Kensington Palace. We went to Windsor Castle. These people live very high on the hog on the English taxpayer dollar.
She's also a mother.
I understand. But the people of England have a right to know when someone in that position is not well.
But the quest and the money and the deceit involved in the, quote, right to know led to Diana's death. I'm not saying they don't have a right to know, but this weird relationship between the press and the royals, this is one of the reasons you would love The Crown, I'm telling you, because they both need each other and they both despise each other.
Yeah.
But they both need each other.
You're talking about the paparazzi. Of
yes.
course. Yes. Which are disgusting, horrible human beings. But they're doing a job because you know why? Because people will buy what they're
correct.
Selling.
And when the royals want something leaked, trust me, they leak it.
Sure.
And so it's just a bizarre relationship between those two institutions. But anyway, I was shocked to hear it.
We all were.
She'll be okay. Those sweet little three babies.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. Royals owner John Sherman joining us at 4:15 this afternoon. And, of course, we have Festivus Friday coming your way at 5 o'clock here on KMBZ.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We'll take one or two calls on this, and then we'll move on to some other stuff. Marquette has their hands full right now.
We'll talk about it.
With number 15, Western Kentucky. That score currently is 58-55 with about 10 minutes left in the second.
Plenty of time left.
Baylor beat Colgate pretty handily today. Stetson is doing what they can, the Stetson Hatters.
Yeah, 5 minutes in, they finally found the bucket.
Oh, bless their hearts.
It is currently 10-2. They're struggling. UAB is leading San Diego. San Diego is a 5 seed. UAB is a 12. 56-55 UAB.
Looks like the one to watch right now with only 6 minutes left.
Yeah. New Mexico is getting crushed by Clemson. And Northwestern beat Florida Atlantic, last year's surprise Final Four team, Florida Atlantic was. Northwestern, we were watching that one out in the newsroom. Northwestern wins 77-65 in overtime. All right. Kate Middleton announcing today in a video that we played for you just a little while ago that she has been diagnosed with cancer. She did not specify what kind, and maybe it's none of our business. And that she is undergoing chemotherapy currently. And she did point out at the end of her address to the English people, the British people, however you want me to say it. People on the text line get testy when you talk about the royals. My word. We need some Snickers today, guys. It's a Friday.
Come on.
She had a really well stated, and I'll paraphrase, but close enough to be dangerous.
And she looks good.
She does look good.
I want to say, she looks tired, and she's always been very thin. And certainly this isn't going to help. But she looked better than I would have expected for this type of treatment and diagnosis.
But she also pointed out, and good for her in this regard, that she is not alone in this fight.
Nope.
There are people all over the world, and certainly in her country, that are battling cancer. And I thought that was a really nice touch.
Very nice touch. But why then, again, it gets me back to, why not just say they found it in this part of my body, it has not spread, to narrow it down and offer hope to those in the same category of issue that she's facing right now. And maybe someday she will.
Yeah, maybe. Tim in Overland Park, you're going to get the one and only word on this topic. Hello.
Hi, Tim. Go ahead.
Good afternoon. There's a couple of things that I noticed or wanted to clarify. And if they had indeed done a biopsy, and it has happened, does happen, where it's looked at by the laboratory at the hospital, and they say, we really don't know what this is, so we have to send it off to a more specific and more sophisticated lab to identify whether or not it could be cancer. It could also be a tumor that has migrated from another part of the body, which indeed may be benign or cancerous. But for anybody to think that every tumor type or tissue can be identified at the hospital in which someone is being operated, it doesn't work that way.
Got it.
And I'm not saying that was the case there, but maybe they thought we need to be very definitive as to whether or not this is cancer, or it is cancer, but we don't know what type. Like I said, it could have migrated from a different part of the body. And I think that's misunderstood. Everybody looks for answers immediately, and sometimes they are not available. Secondly, in regard to her health care and insurance being paid for by the country, I pose this question to everybody. If your company pays for your health insurance, is everybody at the company supposed to know about your health?
No, we work for a private company.
But he has a fair point. He has a fair point that just because they are the public figures they are, funded by the taxpayers, does that mean they have, you know, you get to know her pap smear results? And of course the answer is no.
But do we in this country not have the right to know if the president or vice president has cancer?
Of course. The other thing I would ask is, when it comes to the testing, I'm guessing that there was a rush put on this order, if you know what I mean.
Yes, of course.
If there's a backlog at the old lab,
she goes to the
Kate
front.
Middleton went to the top. Of course she did.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they just needed more time to process before they spoke about it publicly.
But then don't come out with a statement saying it's non-cancerous.
Yeah, that's a lie.
You don't know that to be true. I mean, maybe there was a bit of a delay in, you know, once the operation occurred and once they were able to complete and get the results back from the biopsy.
Sure.
And that's fine. And I can understand that. And I can respect that. You want to make sure that you get the right answer. But you don't come out and say it's non-cancerous if you don't know that this has nothing to do with cancer and we're moving on. There's nothing to see here. Well, these are very public people, but they're also very, very high level figures of state. And I understand that the king doesn't make law, but he is the figurative head of state for Great Britain. She is the future queen. And the public over there, I would make the argument, has a right to know.
At least had the right to not be lied to.
Fair point.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, they could have said, we removed something.
Yeah.
We don't think it's cancerous. It might be.
First word rhymes with.
Yeah.
Third syllable.
We took something out. It might be bad. It might be good. We don't know yet. But they didn't say anything. And in turn, they lied by omission.
Story here from the New York Post. For when you need your fast food on the fly, Wendy's customers around the country may soon be able to receive their orders via drone.
No.
Thanks to a bold new collaboration between DoorDash and Alphabet's Wing, the food delivery company announced today. A pilot program rolled out yesterday in Christiansburg, Virginia, and it has drones dropping off burgers, fries, and a Frosty in 30 minutes or less, according to a news release from DoorDash. DoorDash is partnering with Wing's drones in a pilot program. Yes.
This is a terrible idea. Drones do drop from skies, and I would prefer not to be killed over someone else's cheeseburger.
65 miles per hour is how fast these drones fly. They will deliver, quote, eligible items. Those include the Baconator, Frosties, and chili.
So, okay, you want scalding hot chili dropping from the sky at 65 miles an hour.
By the time it gets to you, it's going to be whatever the temperature was outside chili.
And your Frosty is going to be basically milk.
Yeah.
That's right. They say they will gently drop them off in your front lawn. Okay.
Gently. How do you gently drop chili off?
How lazy have Americans become?
Yeah, I have a pretty novel lazy idea. It's this crazy new idea. They could put a window on the side of the building. Bear with me here.
Yeah.
And you drive up in your car, you talk into a little box.
They hand it to you.
Yeah, you tell them what you want, then you pull up to the window, you hand them money.
To Sam's point, what year did the drive-through first emerge in the United States?
Probably the 60s or 70s would be my guess. I'll look that up.
1947.
I lied.
Red Giant's Hamburg, located in Springfield, Missouri.
Okay, but when did it come nationalized?
Probably the 60s or 70s.
I was going to say the 60s. Think about the car hops and all that stuff. Did Americans say back then, how lazy have we become that you cannot walk into that restaurant and sit down and eat a meal?
Now, keep in mind, this pilot program, which is at a Christiansburg, Virginia Wendy's, they will only drone deliver your meal if you live within a radius of 2.5 miles. So you're telling me...
It makes it even worse.
That they'll deliver it within 30 minutes. You could be at the restaurant in 2.5 minutes.
Yep. Now, keep in mind, though, this is the same people that we're talking about who are complaining about a $4 charge for their Uber Eats when the restaurant is, I don't know, 4 blocks away.
Somebody says, is this a pilot program or a pilot-less program?
Wow. By the way,
get out.
Early 1970s was when the drive-through hit nationwide. In 1948, In-N-Out Burger really revolutionized the drive-thru.
Really?
Yeah, with the two-way speaker. Before that, you just pulled up to the window and talked to the guy.
Welcome to order. Can I take order, please?
No, never mind. I'm going to get a drone. Okay, Amazon also offering drone delivery from its pharmacy for residents in College Station, Texas. No, thank you. No, thank you. You know, and I'm not advocating this. Well, no, I'm not going to say it. When do people start suing Wendy's alleging a violation of their privacy?
Because of the drone overhead?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't think the drone's, like, looking to get into your bedroom. The biggest issue with this is the technology falling out of the sky.
Yeah, we've been prone to having 30, 45-mile-an-hour
wind
gusts.
Yes, over a hamburger. And not that I'm okay with getting whacked in the head with one of those things over your Amazon purchase, but over a burger and you live within a two-mile radius of the restaurant?
Now, I will say, if it doesn't hit you in the head and does land right in front of you, free lunch.
And free drone.
Yeah, that's right.
Burgers are falling out of the sky.
I was wanting a Baconator.
We really have in this country become very, very lazy. When you can't get in your car and drive 2 miles to the Wendy's down the street, and you're
willing... What if you're a shut-in? Why do you hate shut-ins?
If you're a shut-in, how are you going to be able to walk out into your yard to pick it up?
What if you're a semi-shut-in? Like, you're mostly shut-in.
But not fully shut-in?
But not fully shut-in. You can front yard it.
And why Christiansburg, Virginia?
Right.
I've never even heard of
it. You know what?
Town.
Maybe it's not a pedestrian-friendly town, so they don't have people walk. I bet you they looked at that. You couldn't do this in a bustling metropolitan area with people walking everywhere.
People are walking to Wendy's anyway.
No, I just mean, Sam, the lack of people that would get hit in the head if this thing falls. Maybe it's like the fattest city in America. No one exercises.
Wow.
No one is outside. Everyone is inside.
Well, then this would be the perfect time not to offer a drone service and say, get out of your car and walk your fat butt to Wendy's to get your 1,000-calorie meal. 913-586-7798. 586-7798. She is Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Got an alert from the New York Times. Seen what's going on in Moscow? Good God. Gunmen have gone in and killed at least 40. They believe there are more than 100 injured after some sort of mass shooting at a concert hall.
Concert venue, yeah.
And then more than a third of the building caught fire.
The attack unfolded before the music group Picnic was set to perform. The Russian prosecutor general's office said unidentified people in camouflage broke into Crocus City Hall and started shooting before the beginning of the concert.
Ugh.
Video footage showed panic as the attack unfolded, of course, with crowds of people huddling together, screaming and ducking behind cushioned seats as gunshots started echoing in the vast hall. Regional Governor Andrei Vorobyov said everything was being done to save people. A SWAT team was called to the area, and more than 70 ambulance teams and doctors were on hand. 40 people have been killed, hundreds, or at least 100, injured.
Shootings are rare in Russia, by the way. There was one mass shooting with 18 dead back in 2022. That was the one at the school. And on March 7th, the U.S. Embassy in Moscow issued a security alert warning that its personnel were monitoring reports that extremists have imminent plans to target large gatherings in Moscow to include concerts. And that warning, Scott, warned the U.S. citizens there that an attack could take place in the next 48 hours. That was back on March 7th. But we see these warnings all the time.
2 weeks ago.
We see these warnings. Before I went to Mexico, there was an alert. And I remember thinking.
Yeah, but on the Strip.
I know. I'm just saying. There was chatter that something like this might happen.
We have some other sad news we do need to pass along, and we'd be remiss if we do not. We have to bring this up. This is from the Kansas City Star. The body of a missing 22-year-old University of Missouri student was recovered from the Cumberland River in West Nashville today. Riley Strain, sadly, of Springfield, Missouri, had been missing for 2 weeks after he was last seen about 10 o'clock at night on March 8th when he was kicked out of Luke's 32 Bridge Bar, a downtown Nashville bar owned by country star Luke Bryan. His body was found in the Cumberland River in West Nashville this morning, about 8 miles from downtown. No trauma related to foul play was observed, but an autopsy is pending.
Listen to this. Riley was the guy that knew no strangers, a family friend said. That Strain would walk up to people, talk to them, full of life, is energetic, had so much charisma. Everybody loved Riley. He didn't care who you were, what group you were with. He was Riley, and you were whoever you were. God bless that young man's family.
Oh
my
goodness.
God.
I can't even imagine. Cannot even imagine. All right, quick break for the news. That's coming up in 2 minutes. And we'll get you updated on all the scores in the NCAA tournament. She is Dana Wright. That guy over there is Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today.
Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.